Had to pay our engineer, Mike Bowen, a little bit extra not to open my microphone as I was singing along really loudly to the intro segment, music to this segment, because I love it so much. The Book Loft is with us, the wonderful folks from the Book Loft in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. We're thrilled to have them as part of our family of bookstores to share with us their weekly book picks. They have lent one of their prized booksellers, Julia Hobart, to us to tell us just a great list of books now out on store shelves, and it's a pleasure to welcome Julia to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Very nice to have you aboard. So my understanding from your list is that you went around to all of your colleagues and said, what is great, and they gave you an answer.
Yeah, that's what we like to do here, is have a little input from everybody.
Okay, so where would you like to begin?
I'll begin with a pick from Giovanni. He recommends Killer, Come Back to Me by Ray Bradbury. Bradbury wrote in every genre, including crime fiction. These stories chronicle the various stages in his prolific career, from the early days of writing in Hollywood when he was young to the more mature stories as he grew older and refined his talent. A young boy finds a woman in a box in the attic. A Siamese twin is cut free from his murdered brother, and a robotic double finds his owner's life preferable to being kept in storage. These tales will entertain and thrill long-term fans and newcomers alike.
All right. Killer, Come Back to Me by Ray Bradbury. Next up.
Next up is a book coming out in early November, recommended by Sherry, and it is We Keep the Dead Close by Becky Cooper. This is true crime. Sherry writes, it's a very thoroughly researched true crime story that sucked her in from the first page. There are so many elements in this story that are fascinating: a mysterious death of a young woman, violent murder, Harvard in 1969 at the height of counterculture, archaeological digs and Indiana Jones-like professors as possible suspects, police corruption, misogyny, a curious undergrad that decides to dive into the research and tell the story. Any true crime fans should check this out. She highly recommends it.
Ooh, an exclamation point. That says a lot. Becky Cooper is the author. The name of the book, We Keep the Dead Close.
Next are a couple of books that I wanted to recommend. The first one is Black Sun by Rebecca Roanhorse. I really enjoyed reading this. Rebecca Roanhorse really breathes new life into high fantasy, breaking away from the Arthurian or Nordic tradition. It's very exciting world building and narration. From beginning to end, you will be riveted, stuck in your comfy reading spot, not able or not wanting to stop.
Rebecca Roanhorse is the author. The name of the book is Black Sun. All right.
The next one I wanted to recommend, I actually just finished reading last week, is Ring Shout by P. Geely Clark. This is hard for me to review. It's a mix of magic and alternative history, our ugly history. It's very interesting, intertwined with folklore and old stories. It's funny, and it's also horrifying. It's a story of monsters that are all too real, then and now, mythological and people. I've read Geely in the past, and in both cases, there's absolutely no reason not to pick up his work. His work is well-crafted and compelling.
All right, and the name of the book is Ring Shout by Geely Clark. Okay, Geely. Yes. Go ahead.
The next one comes out today, actually, is Lost Spells by Robert McFarlane, and art by Jackie Morris. And I'm going to start with a quote. Thrift's grace is to give a glimpse of hope in the tightest of spots, the toughest of places. The Lost Spells is a delight, much like its predecessor, Lost Words. This is a much smaller book of poetry and art, and it's a celebration of the English countryside, of poetry, and the plants and the animals all around us. It is a book of love and hope. As beautiful as the large-scale Lost Words was, Lost Spells' minuscule size makes it ever more precious.
What is minuscule? It was something.
It's really small. Like, the Lost Words was like 17 by 11, and this is like 4 by 5.
Oh, all right. Get lost in your pocket. Sure.
Yes.
It is The Lost Spells by Robert McFarlane and Jackie Morris, the artist. Okay, next up.
Next is a recommendation from Tim. Everything Said is Untrue by Daniel Nayeri. Sam gasped, Gandalf, I thought you were dead, but then I thought I was dead myself. Is everything sad going to come untrue? Tim says, what a beautiful blurring of the lines between memoir and mythology. The author is telling you his actual life story, but right now he's only 11 and trying to convince his classmates and you that he really is descended from kings and heroes in Persian folklore. They really did just barely escape the Iranian secret police to come to Oklahoma. The funny and fantastical narration full of childlike sincerity, pathos, and comedy feels like a cross between The Princess Bride by William Goldman, 2 years, 8 months, and 28 nights by Salman Rushdie, and of course Scheherazade telling her tales in 1001 Nights. This is the best. I was just going to read the first page, and then I was instantly 50 pages deep. Actually, I also thoroughly back up everything Tim said. It was really a wonderful, wonderful book to read, and that's a middle grade book for kids.
Middle grade book, and it is by Daniel Nayeri. The name of it is Everything Sad is Untrue. What a lovely thought. All right.
And then Tim also recommends The Burning, The Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921 by Tim Madigan. Fans of the Watchmen graphic novel may have seen HBO's big budget series that recently received 26 Emmy nominations, the most of any TV series this year. The very first episode traces superhero trauma and lineage back to the historical massacre in Tulsa 1921, which for nearly 80 years was unjustly underreported or seldom ever talked about. Dive into this gripping nonfiction tragedy that's told like a compelling narrative thriller.
All right. The name of the book is The Burning, The Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921. The book is by Tim Madigan. All right. We have two more. Go ahead.
Yes, a couple from the store owner, Pam. The first one is Unrestricted Access by James Rawlings, a fun collection of short stories from the author of the Sigma Force, Sanguine, and Kane series. Many of the stories here revolve around characters from the Sigma Force universe and give some background to those that are much loved. The stories are filled with adventure, intrigue, history, and speculative science, all trademarks of Rawlings' work. If you haven't yet read Rawlings and are a fan of Michael Crichton or Clive Cussler, this collection would be a good place to start.
The name of the book, Unrestricted Access by James Rawlings. Next up.
And the next one is Why Didn't We Riot? A Black Man in Trump Land, essays by Isaac J. Bailey. In this collection of essays, South Carolina-based journalist Isa J. Bailey explores a wide range of topics that are currently dividing Americans, from police brutality to Confederate monuments, from poverty to respectability politics, a book written to and for the black and brown people living in the United States, but also an invaluable resource for the everyday reader, powerful, honest, and vulnerable and raw.
Just a programming note, but Isaac Bailey will be on our program tomorrow to talk about the new book as well, so that'll be exciting. That is it for books, correct?
Yes.
All right. You do have an event coming up. Tell us about it.
On Saturday, November 7th at 4 p.m., we are having a lively discussion with author Noe Alvarez. His book is Spirit Run, a 6,000-mile marathon through North America's stolen land. It's a memoir about his run, and it was I read the book and really enjoyed it. And also, last fall, I got a chance to meet Noe before the book was published and had a really wonderful discussion with him, and look forward to this event in November 7th.
November 7th is the date of the event. You can find out more information about all the events by going to thebookloft.com. Thebookloft.com. Julia Hobart is the bookseller there. Julia, thank you very much for sharing with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.